It is about 9:50 in the morning on November 16th, 2023, and I'm here interviewing Dom Ionta in Special Collections. Hi, Dom.
How are you, Megan?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Good.
All right, so first off, could I get some biographical information, like your name, where you're from, education, stuff like that?
Okay, Dominic Ionta, Dom. I'm originally from Elwood City. I was born in Elwood City, and I was born in 1941, and you want to know about my education?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to school in Elwood City, graduated from Lincoln High School in 1959. I attended Slippery Rock. At the time, it was transferring from Slippery Rock State Teachers College to, Slippery Rock State Teachers College to Slippery Rock State College. And so I came in 59 and I graduated from Slippery Rock State College in 1963. And then I did some graduate work at Westminster College from 65 to 68. Worked on my master's and got my principal's certification. And then from 1975 to 1978 was Youngstown State University. I received my superintendent's letter of eligibility.
All right, and I had a question for you and I forgot. All right, was Westminster, was that the one in Utah or is that closer by?
The one in Lawrence County, in New Wilmington.
Okay, and what is your current affiliation with Slippery Rock University?
Currently, I'm serving as a trustee. Mm-hmm. I'm the chairman of the trustees.
All right. And in the time you've been here, has the structure changed? Like, how has the area changed since?
How has it changed?
Yeah.
Well, when I was a student, the newest buildings on campus were the Field House and Patterson Hall. There was nothing below the Field House and Patterson Hall. It's changed from that standpoint. The number of students, when I was here we had 1,400, and now we have over 8,000, so that changed. But I always brag about Slippery Rock because a thing that hasn't changed, a couple things haven't changed. One is the culture. When I was a student here, when I was a freshman, we had to wear a beanie and a sign with our name. We had to say hi to every student every time we walked past someone.
Like this type of beanie?
Yeah, it was a real small beanie, green beanie, mm-hmm. Right on our head. And I always brag because now we have 8,000 students, a few more buildings, but I'll tell you what, every time I'm on campus, when I was walking to the library today, everyone, hello, how are you? You know, that culture, you know, it really, somehow we've retained that culture of just a really nice place. And, you know, sometimes if I'm driving on campus, I can't find a building, one of the workers will stop their truck and, can I help you? I'm looking for this building. They'll say, follow me. Just really, just very nice. That part of the culture hasn't changed. And the time also, now this is over 50 years later. The other thing is I think the staff, we had an outstanding staff when I was here. We had some excellent leaders, and you know, when I look now, I think it's the same. And we're blessed with, you know, just a really outstanding staff, you know, administrative, faculty, some of the workers, the police, all of them. I think it's just really, that culture has remained the same, which is kind of funny.
What did you say has changed besides the structure of the campus?
What else has changed?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the amount of students, the buildings, and I wasn't aware. A thing that was really impressive to me when I first became a trustee in 2020, just the amount of recognition we received, the awards and the recognition. I mean, it's phenomenal. I don't know what we had back when I was a student, but now I'm just so impressed by how well we're doing. And we do well in all areas. We're doing well with enrollment, with finances, everything of all the PASHE schools. I think we're right up on top.
All right, and next question. What were your first impressions of SRU when you first got here, like as a student?
As a student, when I first got here, again, I thought everyone was really nice. I mean, people were just nice, and it was very structured with the expectations. And so that was my first impression.
Were you familiar with the campus already, living close by, or no?
No. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even going to go to college. No, my father came over when he was 17 years old. My mother quit school when she was in seventh grade, and we never talked about college. And the so I wasn't really going to go. I mean, tremendous family background, but we just never talked about college. And then I played basketball, and so I had an opportunity to come to Slippery Rock and play basketball. And so that's why I came, to play basketball. That's why I went to college.
Whatever gets you here, I guess. And then you sort of answered this, but if you have anything to add, how did your impressions change or not change over time?
Well, I don't know if it's my impressions, but actually, as I mentioned, I came here to play basketball. And that's sort of it. I wasn't, teaching. My counselor here said, "What do you want to major in?" And I said, "I don't know." And she said, "What was your favorite subject in high school?" And I said, "Oh, my favorite subject was government." She said, "Okay, you'll be a social studies major." I said, "Okay." And I mean, that's how things started. And it was all about basketball. And then I had some wow moments later.
So was that like social studies education?
Yes.
Okay. Did you say you had wow moments?
Oh, yeah.
What were your wow moments?
Well, I would say probably my biggest thing was, it was all basketball. And, I was a three-year letterman and a co-captain. And, we won the West my sophomore and junior year. We won the States my senior year. And it was always basketball. But then my wow moment came when I was student teaching. And when I was student teaching, I had a couple times when the weather was bad. My schedule was, I'd get up in the morning, I would student teach till 3, I would drive from Newcastle to Slippery Rock and have practice, eat dinner, socialize, back to Newcastle at 8 o'clock, and then I would prepare lessons from 8 o'clock to 2 in the morning. I would prepare my lesson, and then I had really good students, so I would always do a lot of background reading so I could answer questions that they had. And a couple times, the weather was bad when I was here at Slippery Rock after practice, and it was going to get really bad. So I had a choice of staying here so I wouldn't miss practice the next day, or making sure I got back to Newcastle so I would get my student teaching in, but then I'd have to miss practice. And so I couldn't miss my student teaching. That was a wow moment, like, gee, something's more important than basketball here. And that was really, I credit Slippery Rock for just creating a love of education. And I spent over 40 years in education, and the background, the foundation and I didn't realize it at the time, was Slippery Rock. And the that was kind of a wow moment when I realized, oh, there is something more important than basketball here.
All right, next question. What have been the pressing issues during your time with SRU? I'm not sure if she means as a student or as a trustee, so you could give me both.
Pressing issues as a student? Pressing issues was adjusting to something besides basketball, realizing that. I remember back then we didn't have fraternities and sororities when I first started. And then the trustees gave us an opportunity to vote. We voted them down my freshman year, and then I think it was my junior year we voted them in. But there were really no major pressing issues. It was, it was always a very good culture.
What about as a trustee, what issues have you faced?
We haven't faced any real issues. I mean, obviously, the COVID, couple years it was a little different there.
Oh yeah, didn't you become a trustee in January 2020?
Yes, yeah.
What a time.
Yeah, so that was, but again, as trustees, we have been blessed because it's just an outstanding community, starting with, the leadership that we've had and, the past president, the present president, the cabinet, the administration, the faculty, obviously the students. I mean, we just really, I don't identify anything as really pressing issues. I mean, obviously, you always worry about enrollment, you worry about, being fiscally responsible, and so far, those things have gone very well for us.
All right. Now, Seven, what campus activities have you been involved with, again, when you were a student, besides basketball, if there was anything besides basketball, and then again when you were a trustee?
Campus activities, when I was a student, again, it was basketball. I was, I think, president of the International Relations Club. But basically, it was basketball. And activities as a trustee, no real hands-on activities. We depend on our leadership. I don't believe in micromanaging, and so we've been blessed with, like I say, very good staff people.
All right, and what do you consider to be the signature accomplishment of your time with SRU?
Okay, my signature accomplishment, I would say that if you asked me this question when I was a sophomore, a junior, basketball. My signature accomplishment was student teaching. When I student taught, we had an evaluation. The supervisor would evaluate us, different areas. I don't know how many pages the form was. So what I did was I took that form, and I had every student fill out the form and evaluate me on all the things that my supervisor did. I thought, these poor kids see me every day, so I want to know what they think. And they gave me a really excellent, evaluation. And I would say that was my signature accomplishment. That's when I realized, oh, there's something besides basketball. And I would say that that's probably my signature accomplishment as a student at Slippery Rock.
I'm curious, how did student teaching work back then? Because I'm not an ed major now, so I'm not familiar with it, but I'm even less familiar with how it was in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was assigned, I had a teacher, and you taught. I had five classes, I taught the five classes. And
what level?
I had seniors. Mm-hmm. Seniors, they were very bright. It was a tremendous experience for me. And it even, I would say, what student teaching did for me, or again, back to what Slippery Rock did. like I said, they created a foundation. And it wasn't like all of a sudden there's this big cement foundation. I think it was small bricks at a time that built this foundation. And I can't even say when I realized that until it was later in life with my student teaching. And then when I graduated, in the summers I worked on a turnpike pumping gas. Back then they had Gulf Oil and Howard Johnson's. You have no idea what all that was like. But it was very sophisticated. And so I graduated, and that summer I continued working on the turnpike pumping gas. And a supervisor came, took me in the back office, and he said, I want to offer you a job with Gulf Oil. Now, I had signed a teaching contract. Are you ready? $4,400. Plus $500 to coach basketball. And so I'd signed that contract. Well, he said, I want you to come and work for Gulf. We'll give you $8,600 plus a car plus an expense account. And 6 months, after your 6 months of executive training, you'll have a substantial salary increase. So I looked at it, talked to him, and then thought about it and said, no. I wanted education. And again, that's what Slippery Rock did that I didn't realize. I mean, I turned down a pretty nice offer at the time. And after 40 years, never regretted it one time.
Good. Any signature accomplishments as a trustee?
Pardon?
Any signature accomplishments as a trustee?
I would say a signature accomplishment is simply being a trustee. This is such a great place. It's a great community. I mean, everything about it, all the, like I said, all the awards, accomplishments, the people that I work with. I mean, so I'd say my accomplishment is simply being a member of the trustees.
Mm. All right. And who are other significant campus leaders and what are your impressions of them? So I suppose that would be other trustees around here now.
Yeah. I mean, back then, again, we just had, excellent role models. My coach, the dean of men, some professors. And I think the same thing, is true now. It's Andrew Carnegie. One of my favorite quotes is from Andrew Carnegie. He said, "I'm not a successful man, but I'm an intelligent man because I surround myself." I'm not an intelligent man, but I'm a successful man because I surround myself with intelligent people. And I think basically that's what we enjoy here. The people are all, very good, very good.
All right. And let's see, are there other people who have influenced you or been significant to SRU, like specific people that you'd like to mention?
I would say, again, back as a student, we had a dean of men, Herb McGibney, who was very good, very structured, very good. He was a good person for 17, 18, 19-year-old kids to deal with. I had two excellent teachers in social studies, Dr. Duncan, Dr. Moore. They were excellent. And I've had excellent mentors throughout my life. And then as a trustee, I would say we've been blessed again with our administration and the staff.
All right. And what noteworthy events or activities have taken place while you've been affiliated with SRU? So were you affiliated between graduating from college and coming back in 2020?
No. I had no okay. real affiliation. I wasn't active with the alumni in that.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, what took place while you were a student, and then what's taken place while you were a trustee? In terms of noteworthy events or activities, like cultural moments, building projects, things like that.
Cultural, academic. I mentioned the professors. Oh, we had a cultural thing that occurred because the. Told you Patterson Hall and the field house. They were the new buildings my sophomore year. And we had hall representatives. I was a hall rep. And one of the things that happened, it was coming into this time of year, and we didn't have any heat in the building. And so this McGivney, who was the dean of men, lived in the Patterson Hall. Mm. So we had the students, the boys, Patterson Hall, wanted to march on the president's house. And so the hall reps, we all went down to talk to the dean of men, and we said, they want to march on the president's house. And he said, well, it's been cold. My wife and I were cold. My baby's been cold. He said, last night my dog was cold. He said, so I think you guys should march. It's not one of the proud moments of my life, but we marched on the president's house because we wanted heat in the dorm. Which
So you like picketed?
Pardon?
Did you like picket?
We just walked up and walked back. Back then.
Also, Mr. McGivney's whole family lived in Patterson?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they had an apartment. As soon as you walked in, I think right on the right there was his apartment.
Wow. All right, let's see. So the examples they're giving here is academic, cultural, enrollment, building projects, and then regional, national, or state events with local impact.
Do that again?
Sure. It's academic.
But what about it?
It just is academic, but I suppose majors.
What's the basic question?
Okay, what noteworthy events or activities have taken place while you've been affiliated?
Oh, okay. And I think the event as a trustee, obviously, when we had COVID issues, I would say probably the major event was we had Dr. Barry, you know, and then when he retired, and we hired Dr. Riley, and she's been very, very good. And so I would say that's probably one of the most significant events we had.
Were you involved in the hiring process?
No, when you're the chair of the trustees, you're not allowed to be on the search committee. You know, we did have an opportunity to talk a little before she was actually hired, but our search committee did it, and we had staff members and I think three trustees, and they did an excellent job, you know, with the presidential search.
All right. And any other specific events or memories you'd like to share?
No, I would say as a student, I already mentioned that, you know, just realizing the love for education, you know, that the foundation that Slippery Rock provided for that. Like I said, I've had excellent mentors, I've had very good staff, board members, but I think that basic foundation was created by Slippery Rock.
All right, next up is words of wisdom. Anything you'd like to let current or future Rock community members know?
I think the biggest thing is, just on my part, a sincere thank you. Sincere thank you to Slippery Rock, because, you know, that's, as I've mentioned a thousand times, that was the foundation. And I would just say that I owe Slippery Rock a real sincere thank you.
All right, and last question, how would you like to be remembered?
I think I would like to be remembered as the individual that offered that sincere thank you to Slippery Rock.
That makes sense. Thank you very much.